with the next breath. Macho queens selling war makers' toys, raining destruction, good old boys. Deathbringer in Queen George's eyes, read his lips, war maker lies. Religious Reich's revenging sword, thou shalt kill in the name of the Lord. The sheep and the cattle can't keep from milling. Some are more than ready, some aren't willing. Volunteering in what they're not dying for. The young Republican Guard crying for war. Free speech, as free as it's thought. Controlled behavior reacts as it's taught.
Okay, go.
Fighting for peace, can't comprehend.
Namaste, and welcome to What's Ailing America, Dr. Carly Responds. I am very happy to join Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is one show where you will hear the truth, no matter how against the grain it is. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by the Republic Broadcasting Network, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. My email is drcarly@gmail.com. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself, for we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The number to call in is listed on my page on the RBN website, and toll-free, the number is 800-313-9443. You can also use Skype to IM in questions to the station. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good, when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. It is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Do not be afraid, for the truth shall set us free. And as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, the once feeble calls for cease and...
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hello, folks. I'm back. It's Dr. Carly. Sorry about that little problem there. I'm getting used to the clock, and I'm sure we'll take care of these problems as time goes on. I highly recommend that you get that song that I opened my show with, Bombs Over Baghdad by John Trudell. It's a very important show, and it does tend to stimulate people to wake up and get moving. Okay, on today's show, we're going to have a very special guest who I've done with many shows with in the past. He's one of the most outstanding health journalists I've ever met. His name is Chris Farr, who resides in Arkansas. Are you on the line, Chris?
I am, Dr. Carly.
Welcome to the show.
Well, always a delight and an honor to work with you, Dr. Carly.
Thank you very much. And I just want to mention that Chris has authored a booklet called Nutrition and You about chromium, sparkling health for your life and living, the most important booklet on chromium, in my opinion, that's ever been published. And I highly suggest that you purchase this booklet. It's very inexpensive. You can get it from choosetobehealthy.com. And this will give you more information on chromium than your white coat will ever know. And, of course, this is one of the nutrients that's very key for us to survive. And I understand we already have a caller on the line, but before we get to the caller, and then we'll talk about some very important things in the news with Chris, I received an email from one of my listeners on another station I'm on from Beijing, China, who is apparently keeping track of what's going on here in the U.S. She's become expatriated, as many people have chosen to leave this country because of what's going on. And she sends me a story from the Organic Consumers Association about an outbreak of mysterious pig brain disease at a slaughterhouse, which has mystified CDC investigators. And, of course, the Centers for Disease Creation, the CDC, is probing this mystery disease, which is tied to big pig brains. And I'm sure that you would agree with me, Chris, whenever the CDC is involved, in investigating everything, you have to wonder, where did this mysterious disease come from? As a matter of fact, the listener, Lori, had actually mentioned in her email to me that she would like to know if these workers at these slaughterhouses had received any mandatory vaccines around the same period. So they continue to allow our food sources to be poisoned. They continue to allow us to be filled with fear so that you're afraid to even eat anything. I mean, anything you eat at this point has been poisoned or radiated or altered in some way so that it could possibly be a problem. And people really have to start to ask themselves hard questions as to why this is going on. Because it is my contention that this is all being done on purpose. They are decreasing the population. And as you will learn if you go to my website, drcarly.com, and read the two most important documents that I've written on there. The first one is entitled Inoculations, the Two Weapons of Mass Destruction, Causing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, an Epidemic of Genocide. And the second one is my response to the Centers for Disease Control, which is actually Creation's Public Health Protection Guide. And I've had a $10,000 reward on my website for going on 2 years now for any vaccine promoter to come on one of my Internet shows and dispel or refute my information. And, of course, no one has come forward to do so. So it's getting a little obvious, folks, that you can't trust the government. And I know you're already aware of that, and that's why you listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But it's very important for you to also get health information, because when you realize that the government's agenda is to create disease and actually make billions of dollars off treating your disease, of course never curing anything, then you have to actually face up to the fact that you have to take your health information and your actual health into your own hands. You have to become responsible. And you have to check things out for yourself and learn about natural ways to heal yourself. Because this whole field of alternative medicine, of course, it was named alternative medicine by the pharma cartels because they don't want you to realize that once you learn about what they do, then you realize that alternative health is the only way to go. So before we start, Chris, let me just bring on our first caller. Are you there, Elder? Is Elder on the line?
Yes, this is Elder calling from Ringgold, Georgia.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being on this broadcast. I thank the staff of Republic Broadcasting for having you on the show, and hello to your guest. Just a quick update, Dr. Carly. I traveled across the country from coast to coast last week, and I wanted to visit some friends and some scientists on the way back through, and they waved me off in a few cities saying that don't stay here, Elder. We've got an endemic going on. Apparently, we're not being told right now by the media that people in cities all over the United States are extremely sick with very strange flu-like symptoms that include pneumonia, bronchitis, and even meningitis. The hospitals are very overwhelmed, and people continue to be sick. I did some canvassing in the last few days, going on to forums and just, you know, canvassing people and asking questions. Are you sick? Are your friends or family sick? And many of them are telling me that they, yes, indeed, that they are sick all over the country. And many people are getting sick as they go into the hospitals and visit their loved ones in the hospital. They're contacting this stuff, and it's just not letting go. It's very, very extremely bad, and I'd like to urge everyone to take extra precautions this season right now, because there's some really bad stuff. And in closing, I'd like to say that on the way I made some observations after the storm had passed that caused the killer tornadoes.
Yeah.
There was some really strange-looking white rain fallout coming out of the skies from after the storm systems moved out, and this white rain stuff, chemicals, were coming out of the atmosphere. And a lot of the people that I talked to said that this has been going on, and that once this stuff starts falling on them, they get sick. We've got an elderly lady that has been hospitalized as soon as an aircraft passed over her house, and a lot of this stuff fell out of it. But this, I think, there's some association here with the breaking down the immune system. I don't have any scientific proof on it, but there is a correlation here that I think should not be dismissed. All the same, thank you so much for being on the broadcast, and now I'm going to sit back and listen.
Okay, wait, before you go, okay. Elder, I want to make a couple comments. First of all, observation is one of the most parts of the scientific method. This is something that the minions that write their scientific, quote-unquote, articles always seem to ignore. White rain is not a normal phenomena, and obviously if this is happening and then people all over are getting ill, there's got to be some kind of a correlation going on there. And I will say that in my local paper that I get every day just to see what the sheep are reading, the Charlotte Observer, there was an article just about a week ago about how the hospitals in Charlotte, North Carolina are being overrun with people. So, yes, it appears that they're starting to do something. And, of course, as I always warn people, the bird flu vaccine, which has already been licensed, will cause the bird flu pandemic that will give the minions an excuse to put us into martial law. And President Bush has already written an executive order that there will be no elections in November if there's martial law in effect.
I agree, so, and I totally agree, Dr. Carley. And in my making my observations, I encourage people to do the same thing, too. I've taken photographs. Any kind of photograph or video documentation to support what you're observing is always good.
Yes.
And I also agree with you totally that this, this vaccine sales program going on by the 6 o'clock news is bad, because I believe, if I understand correctly, that they test to see if you're positive for a particular organism or disease, as they call it, by looking for antibodies. If you get a bird flu vaccine, then you're going to have antibodies. You're going to be bird flu positive and a candidate for quarantine.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Carlin.
Okay, one more thing before
yes,
you go. I want to also suggest to the listeners, as I teach all my clients, of course, I never give medical advice because the medical mafia came after me big time once I started doing this work, and you can listen to that interview that I mentioned on my website to hear how that whole thing went down. But what I always suggest to all my clients is to make sure you have some colloidal silver. Now, Elder actually has a very excellent brand of colloidal silver called Bionade, and I'm going to have him talk about that first. But before he does, I want to just point out to all of you who saw the blue man who is turning up everywhere. He's been on the Today Show, on The View, in many magazines, and I'm sorry to say that even on Dr. McCullough's website, which was a huge red flag to me, that this blue man cannot possibly have argyria. Argyria is the only known side effect from silver, and in my research, which has been very extensive over the last 10 years, there's only been 150 cases of it in 150 years. It's only been caused by silver that was created by the grinding method, where you grind up silver and just drink it, or by something called mild silver protein, where the silver molecule is attached to a protein molecule that then, when you drink it, can become incorporated into your tissues, thus turning you gray, not blue. Argyria, right in the medical books, it says that it is a condition where you turn ashen gray. So just be aware that this blue man that's making all the TV shows and doing all kinds of media interviews, in my opinion, cannot possibly have argyria. I believe that he was paid off, because obviously it's very impressive to see a blue man. I mean, this man is bright blue, and it's very impressive to see him. And he's also putting this solution on his skin as well as drinking it. And so that is meant to scare people away from using silver preparations. And in my opinion, he's using something that has copper. As a matter of fact, when you're buying turquoise jewelry, you will find that the blueness or color of the turquoise depends on how much copper it has in it, which makes it blue. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Elder and Chris Farr. Hold on.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using this same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, Dr. Carly Responds. And as I was saying before the break, I would suggest to all of you that you not be afraid of the disinformation putting out by the Fatal Drugs Allowed Association, that is the FDA, about colloidal silver. As I said, turquoise jewelry is blue depending on how much copper it has. If it's green, it has iron in it. So, Elder, if you could just tell the listeners about your excellent silver product called Bionade and where they can obtain that.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carly. I appreciate the plug here. I hadn't intended to do that, but I certainly appreciate this opportunity. I'd like to say first that my astrophysicist friend that waved me off said not to stop. It was almost hospitalized last Friday. Had just gotten the product and called me Monday night and said he was back to work. Feeling, and he sounded completely different. Just very excited to see what's happening. Bionade, technically, being that it's under 0.004 microns, is technically, under certain scientific guidelines, not actually classified as a colloidal silver. It's a covalent silver hydrosol. It's nanoparticle size, and it is a silver particle, a silver atom that is covalently bonded with millions of oxygen atoms that transmits the silver valence energy so that the whole particle becomes like silver without all of the metal. Therefore, you don't have the issues with dealing with a lot of metal. You have the nanoparticle size. It's a new development in that, in fact, we've added new technology to the process with the covalent silver reactor. This is what NASA uses in space and at their facilities. It's a covalent silver reactor that actually breaks off a substantial amount of hydrogen in the water molecule and causes a covalent bonding. The Bionade is permanently suspended. We have tests, and we have over 15 years of studies in universities and research clinics all over the world proving the efficacy of this product. Just that the new development that I did in November took the whole solution to nanoparticle, including the water molecules in the product, and we're in the process of substantiating this with absorption tests. And right so far with the private test that's already done, it penetrates the cell within 10 seconds and totally hydrates within 30. So we're very excited about it. And for people that want to learn more about Bionade, it's BIONAID.com.
Very good, Elder. And obviously the smaller the particle, the less chance that it can be trapped in any tissue. So I just want to assure all of you that colloidal silver is obviously the way you need to go. I have never found any organism, including HIV, that it does not kill, and I always suggest to all my clients that you also need to get yourself your own silver generator just in case they put people like Elder out of business. And I certainly hope they don't, but it's really amazing how afraid the FDA is of colloidal silver, because all of the antibiotics and antivirals that are sold by the pharma cartels will be no longer needed once people realize that silver is the way to go. So thank you very much for calling in, Elder.
Thank you.
Okay, Chris. Okay, so Chris Barr.
Yes.
Let me ask you, Chris, if you have any updates in the news that you would like to tell us about. You're always a wealth of information in terms of the disinformation that the powers that be are putting out there to lie to people about supplements as well as to scare them with different diseases they're creating.
Well, yes, that's quite a mouthful there, Dr. Carley. You know, people don't realize that the vitamin and mineral marketplace is significantly controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. And the vast majority of all of the nutrients in the marketplace are actually pharmaceutical. They're synthesized. They are different than the way that they are found in food. And, you know, it's interesting, even the white coats will cry out, you need to get your nutrients from food, while they will prescribe non-food so-called nutrients. You know, there is a difference, and your body knows the difference between nutrients that are grown, created by the Almighty, by the Creator. Man can't duplicate those. The duplicates he comes up with are copycats, and they can easily be distinguished with an electron microscope or nuclear magnetic resonance imaging. Well, I don't know how much time we have. I'm not sure your clock
well,
there.
Well, just keep going. I'll let you know. But I want to say, or they're otherwise synthetic. And I also just want to point out to the listeners that I'm not affiliated with any products that are mentioned. I don't get any kickbacks. I mention things to people because I want you to be well. I want you to be able to heal yourself, and I want you to stay healthy, because we're going to need a lot of people that are on their feet when the emperors take off their masks and say, you're in the New World Order now, folks. And, of course, I don't promote a revolution, but rather an evolution of consciousness. But we're going to need a lot of people that have eyes to see. So please do continue, Chris, because I want to just mention that Chris has the best line of natural supplements that I've ever found, which is made of whole food, which is called Innate Response. And isn't it true, Chris, that that's why you carry this particular line, because it is made from whole food?
Yes, there are a few lines that I carry. That is one of the most significant. Nobody owns me, as Dr. Carley has well learned. Lots of these companies have wanted to hire me, and I just tell them no thank you. I only provide that which is intended for the body for nourishment.
Yes.
And there is a difference, and your body knows the difference. So I routinely see what others call miracles in regards to diabetes, arthritis, cancer. You know, there's so many different things.
Okay, and we'll hear more about that after we get back from the break. Chris, stay tuned, folks, to What's Ailing America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back to What's Ailing America, folks, where we're going to fight the war on truth that's being waged by the powers that be. And I understand we have another caller on the line, but before we get to Rodney from Texas, I want to just mention that one of the commercials during the break mentioned the Mark of the Beast. And I know that everybody thinks that the Mark of the Beast is going to be the microchip that they're going to inject into everybody, and I'm not saying they're not going to do that, and the way they're probably going to do that is through vaccines. But what you also have to be aware of, folks, is that the vaccines that they're now creating have the ability to alter our very genetic structure. And we're talking about the extinction of humanity if we don't stop these mad scientists. So I just want you to realize that this is my mission on the earth, to stop this insane practice of inoculations with disease. They are causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known and have the potential to cause our very extinction. So I highly suggest that you check out the documents on my website and learn what inoculations are doing to you. And as I always like to do the good news, also realize that there's ways that you can reverse the damage, and that's what I teach people how to do. Okay, I understand we have Rodney on the line. Are you there, Rodney?
Yes, I am. I guess it's still morning. It's still morning here in Texas, but this is a great show. I heard you read a story earlier, Dr. Carly, about this outbreak of pig brains disease over in China, one of the factories.
Yes.
And it occurred to me as I was listening to you just a couple of days ago, I read a story about some poisoned chicken and dumplings that were being imported. exported from China to Japan, and the people over in Japan, the government, said that they figured that there was enough evidence to clearly show that this food, this chicken and dumplings, was intentionally poisoned, and so they've completely stopped all exports from China all food imports from China into Japan as a result, because evidently it killed several people and sickened hundreds of others. And so that kind of ties in, I believe, with what you were saying about how our food is being poisoned, and I believe it's being done intentionally.
Oh, it's obvious. It's self-evident. And I want to say, yes, isn't it interesting? It seems that Japan is one of the few countries that actually watches out for the welfare of their citizens. And if any of you want to read that article about the mysterious brain disease that's surfacing at the Hormel Slaughterhouse and others, go to the www.organicconsumers.org, and you will find that in their article section. But yes, it's obvious that they are reducing the population, and who would want to reduce their population more than China, who has already made it mandated that families only have one child.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, China, it looks like everything is, all the businesses are moving over there, the manufacture of cars, everything, electronics, and seem like everything that comes out of that country has got a high level of this or that, you know, and so I don't trust anything coming out of that country. Maybe I'm paranoid, but I just don't trust anything that comes out of China anymore. And for God forbid, it's something that I have to feed myself or my pet. I don't trust it.
Yes, so, I totally agree with you. And I just want to say that I'm so glad you brought up the pets, because people may remember the big scandal that occurred a few months ago, where there was an additive called melamine that was found to be in so many of the pet foods that was actually causing renal failure in pets. And it was found in so many of the different pet products. And that's how
also,
you have to realize.
Also, the heartworm medication, Dr. Carly.
Pardon me?
The heartworm medication?
Yes.
It was a name brand product called Frontline. That a lot of people were using on their pets to deworm them of worms.
Yes.
And it was being made in China, and they found that even that had this poison in it, and it was killing hundreds and hundreds of pets around the country, and supposedly they took it off the shelf. I know I warned my sister, because she has a show poodle, and she was very surprised when I told her that Frontline, which is a worm medication, had poison in it. And I actually read about it in a little small, I guess it's a small newspaper, the Arizona Republic newspaper out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I hardly heard anything about that nationally.
I just want to clarify, Rodney. Did it have melamine in it? Was that the poison that it had?
I believe it was. I don't want to say 100%, but I know that they had to do a recall on it, get it off the shelves, because it was actually causing, like I said, a lot of animals to die from using the medication.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in to advise the listeners of this, and myself as well. I had not heard that, and that's why it's so wonderful to have broadcasts like this where the listeners can contribute what they know, because there's so much going on out there. You could make it your full-time job just to search the Internet and find the different things that are being done against the people and against the pets. And people may ask themselves, well, why would they want to poison the pets? Well, many people that have pets, they consider their pets as a member of their family. I certainly do. And if your pet is destroyed, that's going to emotionally devastate you, and, of course, also bring lots of money to the pharmaceutical cartels, because people will spend thousands and thousands of dollars on their pets getting, quote-unquote, medical treatment from their veterinarians. And I'm going to have a veterinarian on the show by the name of Dr. Patricia Jordan, who is to veterinary medicine what I am to allopathic medicine, and she will further advise the listeners as to what's going on with the veterinarians. They have been just as corrupted as the allopaths have. And,
Dr.
of course,
Dr. Carter. Dr. Carly, if I could put in for a second, I believe if you type in Frontline, that's the brand of the pit, the worm medication, and worm medication, type that into Google, and remove poison. I believe that that story will pop up on Google.
Great.
So that you can find out for yourself whether it was melamine or some other poison that was in it. But I do know that it killed lots of animals. And this is supposed to be an over-the-counter worm medication, not one that's actually prescribed by veterinarians, but over-the-counter. And it was called Frontline Dewormer for pets. So I'm going to let you go on that note, and thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Rodney. And, yes, I will tell the listeners that I also do consults for many pets that have been vaccine damaged with diabetes and arthritis and cancer and seizures and on and on and on, because they're causing all these diseases, creating diseases to be treated by the pharmaceuticals. And if I was you, I would not give my pet any of this garbage. I would feed my pet either organic food that you make from scratch, which is very difficult to do, or try to get an organic dog food or raw food, or at least a food that actually is food and doesn't have roadkill in it and all of these other things that they're putting into foods, which is really disgusting, and not to give them any of these flea preparations or worm preparations. There's plenty of natural things that you can do to get rid of these problems. And, Chris, do you have anything to suggest to our listeners along those lines as far as pets? Are there any nutritional supplements that you would suggest that listeners could get to keep their pets healthy?
Yes, Dr. Carly. Actually, the TraceMin 74 powder is tremendous for nourishment, and it's really easy to just put into the foods, just put over the foods of any animals. There's different amounts depending on the pet, but very good for nourishing them, keeping them healthy, and keeping them healthy will keep these scavengers off of them anyway.
Well, thank you for suggesting that, because I take that every day, and I actually hadn't even thought of putting that in my pet's food, so I will start doing that today. That's a very good
suggestion. I actually had a woman in Pennsylvania that called me and asked, is this okay for animals? I said, yes, it's wonderful for animals. She said, well, my cat has never taken any interest in any of my nutrition supplements, but every time I get this dirt out, that's what we call the TraceMin 74 affectionately, she said, every time I get this dirt out, my cat comes up and keeps wanting to get into it. And I just laughed and said, yes, the cat knows what's in there that it needs. So, yes, it's very good for all animals.
Yes, that's very funny. The pets do know, and that's why they go into hysteria when you bring them into the veterinarian's office, because they know that whatever the veterinarian does to them, especially when they get out that needle to inject them with disease, that is going to, of course, cause them a problem. Just like the children know when you bring them to the pediatricians and they start screaming when they give their shots to the children. The children know that this is not a good thing. And it's really amazing the information that the White Coats put out. I had read something put out, I believe it was by the American Journal of Pediatrics, different suggestions that they had for parents how to distract their children during their inoculation. You know, bring a hand puppet or something and tell them to look over there. Or, you know, of course they always want you to give them Tylenol or something to decrease the fever they know they're going to get when they're inoculated with disease. There's all kinds of things that they're doing to hide the fact from you people that they're doing the wrong thing. And that is my goal on this broadcast, to get you to start thinking. Use your common sense. I love it when people say to me, well, Dr. Carly, I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to medical school. I don't know as much as you do. And I always say to them, what I'm sharing with my listeners and my clients is not what I learned in medical school. In medical school, I was lied to about everything. That information was valuable for me to learn, because now I know how to reverse what they do. But what you need, folks, is common sense. And one of the questions I love to tell people to ask their White Coats about vaccinations is, if they're telling you to get rid of the standing water on your property because it's going to be a breeding ground for mosquitoes, those scary little mosquitoes that are going to, sting you and inject you, ask these white coats, well, why is it that when they sting me, that's a problem, but when you take your the same viruses and put them in a bottle and call it vaccines and add all kinds of chemicals and other animal parts to the witch's brew, how does that become a good thing? And you ask them that question, and you watch how fast they run to the bathroom. So that's what you have to start doing, is asking these minions hard questions. Some of them know that they are doing the wrong thing. As a matter of fact, I was totally disgusted. I had a doctor from New York call me about a week ago who has an 11-year-old autistic son. Her and her husband are both internal medicine doctors, and the entire field of internal medicine is all vaccine-induced diseases, and that's what I'm proving. And she actually said to me that I have no interest in becoming political. I only care about my own child. And I thought I was going to throw up. I mean, for this woman who knows what I have sacrificed to do what I do to even say something like that to me, and isn't it amazing, Chris, how they actually twist things around to saying that it's becoming political to talk about what the medical profession and its pharma cartel handlers are doing to people. How does that work?
Well, that'll tell you who is in political control, and that is the pharmaceuticals. You know, they often talk about a media bias on the left or a media bias for the right or conservative bias or liberal bias in the media. But the truth is that the biggest, most significant bias in the media is a pharmaceutical bias.
Yes.
And they contribute to both campaigns, of the, whether left or right, no matter what the political party. And, you know, when you look at the boards and the agencies that are set up, it's always top executives from Eli Lilly or GlaxoSmithKline or Pfizer that are on Homeland Security agencies and other high-ranking political organizations. So when you're talking about pharmaceutical problems, you are talking politics at the highest level.
Yes, exactly. And as far as the Republican and Democrats, I hope that the listeners to this station all realize that they're basically Republicrats. They just have different hats, and they each decide what issues they're going to sell us out on. And then when they sell us out on an issue, the opposing side can say, oh, those bad other guys, you know, they're selling you out, when in fact they're all selling us out. They're committing treason. And as far as the media being controlled by the pharmaceutical cartels, that is self-evident. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where when you watch television, half the commercials are pharmaceuticals. As a matter of fact, I laugh when once in a while you turn on a soap opera, because I like to see what's on the boob tube, too, on Tell Live Vision, where they're telling lies to your vision. I like to see what they're showing the sheep on there as well. And I'm waiting for them to change the name of soap operas, because they should be calling them pharmaceutical operas now or something along those lines.
Yeah, drug operas.
Yeah, there you go. That's even better. Very good. Well, I just want to ask you, Chris, did you by any chance hear about this latest story that was published in the British Journal, Archives of Disease and Childhood, where they have purportedly proven that the MMR vaccine does not cause autism?
That would be with smoke and mirrors. I heard a little about it. I haven't looked much into it yet.
Okay, well, I just want any of you listeners that are interested to email me at drcarly@gmail.com, and I will send you the response that I just sent out to them. It's actually quite amazing, and I just want you to realize, because this article has been put all over the web, and once again, it's been reported in the mainstream media, that they are claiming that they have proven that the MMR vaccine does not cause autism. Now, one very important thing I want the listeners to know, especially because this is the first time I'm on this broadcast, is that the powers that be have tried to convince people that the mercury in the thimerosal is actually what causes autism. And I've been saying for 10 years that mercury has nothing to do with autism. It's bad. It shouldn't be in vaccines. It shouldn't be in your fillings. But it does not cause autism. And they had an article published in the Journal of Psychiatry about a month ago where they've actually studied how many people have gotten autism since they took the mercury out. And, in fact, they're showing that autism continues to skyrocket after they took the mercury out. which of course proves me right. And the only reason they're purporting that mercury is involved through all of these disinformation autism groups and different websites that you can go to where they're trying to make you think that that's the problem, the reason they want you to believe that is so that you will then believe that if the mercury is taken out, the vaccines will be safe. And a bigger lie has never been told. But the MMR vaccine has never had mercury. And we'll get more to that at the end of the break.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America. And I just want to mention, because I just found it in one of my emails, thank you, Carrie, for telling me it was sent to me. Just getting used to this station, folks, that there's actually a chat room on RBN homepage for all listeners to communicate with each other and the host. And I see that I can see when I have callers on there, too, so that's very convenient. But getting back to that article that I was talking about, I just want to mention the name of the article. It was Measles Vaccination and Antibody Response in Autism Spectrum Disorders. And this was published in the February 5th, 2008 online edition of the Archives of Diseases in Childhood, which comes out of the UK. And very interestingly, you can't even read the article or access it unless you pay $12 to the Archives of Diseases in Childhood. And when I finally got on this article to read it, because it's being, you know, purported in the media as proving that the MMR vaccine does not cause autism, surprise, surprise, that although they're trying to make people believe that they studied over 50,000 children, when you actually read the fine print in the article, it says that they took a cohort, in other words, a subset of these children in order to study them. And 90 of them had autism. 50 of them had what they call special education needs. And if you read my documents on drcarly.com, you will learn that learning disabilities, ADD, even criminal behavior and violence, all of these things are post-encephalitic syndromes caused by vaccines. So although they're pretending that these special education needs are a different subset, they're all vaccine damaged. But when you put it all together, they're only studying 140 children, and they actually mention in the article, Chris, that they weren't able to get satisfactory blood samples from 100 of them. So that leaves 40 children that they actually studied, and all they did was check the measles virus titers in these children, as well as the measles antibody levels in their blood, in their serum, and compare that to quote-unquote normals. Of course, they didn't say whether or not the normal children had insulin-dependent diabetes or asthma or allergies or any of the other autoimmune disorders caused by vaccinations. But what's really amazing is that they did not study the cerebrospinal fluid of the neurologically damaged children. And that is what you must do in order to prove that the measles virus does not cause autism, because there is a condition called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which I discuss in my response to the CDC in that document on my website, where the only difference between subacute sclerosing panencephalitis and autism is that subacute sclerosing panencephalitis is fatal. So it's obvious to me that autism is actually non-fatal subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, and they changed the name to autism and made it a psychiatric disorder in order to hide the truth from the people. And the main author of this article, by the name of Jillian Baird, I emailed him, as well as the journal, a copy of my response, and I sent out the response that I made to my list and asked my list to email Mr. Jillian Baird and ask him to come on this internet broadcast and discuss my response to his article. And Chris, it's very funny. I've started to get emails back from my list as to what they're getting back when they email Mr. Baird, and apparently he's out of town until March.
Well, you know, these studies I call they're buffet science studies. They pick a little here, they pick a little there. They use sometimes big numbers to talk about 50,000 when, if you actually do the math, which they'll show you if you pay attention, it's not 50,000, but rather 40, and then their methods are suspect or rather on purpose, you know, so they can get the results they want, and then they'll still lie. So I don't even know why.